Proclamation number 6691 of 17th of November, 1956. Obsession. Father's guilt of sin. Every human being has been endowed by me with the gifts which guarantee the maturing of his soul, and whether he is also seemingly deformed by nature physically or spiritually. Every person's soul has the degree of maturity which only allows for embodiment on earth. But forces can take possession of a person's body which come from the abyss, which is also externally recognizable when a person does things which are completely against my order. But the person's actual soul is not involved in this. It merely cannot defend itself against these forces which push it back and wreak havoc in the human shell. And the fact that I allow this is also for a wise reason, but should not lead you humans to the conclusion that such people will be lost for eternity, for I support the soul so that these forces cannot take possession of it, and the silent suffering it suffers as a result contributes to its own purification, so that its earthly progress will not be unsuccessful either, even though fellow human beings believe they are dealing with a most depraved creature which is ripe for hell. Now in the last days hell spits out all bad spirits, and these now seek their abode by not allowing themselves to be witnessed but take possession of weak bodies, often in such a way that the affected person is denied clear intellect and all ability to take responsibility. That the person himself is not aware of him and is called mentally disturbed. Nevertheless, a self-aware soul is embodied in him, but it is prevented from carrying out its actual task of earthly life by such unspirits who let off steam on behalf of their lord. The souls of these people complete an earthly journey of very special hardship, which can be based on the most diverse causes. But they are also not without spiritual protection, and their helplessness in the face of their oppressors, their tormenting fears often contribute much more to their purification than a normal earthly journey. But the fact that such forces are allowed to make use of a human body with impunity is often the fault of people themselves, whose sins have an effect on their children. People who in their earthly life allowed themselves to be all too willingly influenced by my adversary. People who have done deeds which demand great atonement and whose sins have not yet found forgiveness through Jesus Christ because they did not yet recognize him and have not yet asked for forgiveness. The descendants of such people still carry this burden of sin, yet their souls need not have the same evil urges within them, but the body, weakened by the sin of the ancestors, cannot defend itself against the evil spirits which would also like to possess its soul but are prevented from doing so, for I certainly allow physical suffering as atonement for the father's guilt but never allow a soul to be harmed by those evil spirits. For it voluntarily sacrifices itself, and through such a sacrifice it redeems itself. And it also helps the unredeemed souls in the beyond to recognize their wrongdoing and take the path to me in Jesus Christ. Amen.